Hello.
Hi, Jim. It's Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Long time, Jim. We didn't have a discussion after the last concern that you had. You remember?
Yeah. It's sort of been really bad, though.
What is going on?
I
actually held off your case because I had spoken to you earlier. We have a certain connection. That's the reason why I didn't want any random person to come up to you and talk to you about it. So what's going on?
First off, we've been involved since the 2nd of February. And right now, as far as I have been able to observe, we are the only thing that we've done is done some editing. The thing that is scaring me to death, there's a number of things that are scaring me, and I need to get away from this. I will be 81 years old next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last opportunity that I'm going to have to do this.
Mm-hmm. I understand that completely. Mm-hmm.
And basically what I am dealing with is, first off, like I said, we for almost 6 months now, the most that we have gotten is a partial editing.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as we've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that scares me the most, first off, I got a email that said, oh, okay, we need to start to set up the financial arrangements for your book. We're going to do direct deposit for your royalties. That scares me in this day and time because with direct deposits from the seller, there is going to be nobody between me and the sellers of the book. I have not had that situation before. Does this make sense to you so far?
I'm trying to grasp on it, Jim, but I'm not understanding. Who sent you this message, by the way? And what exactly did the message say?
The gentleman that took over from Ella.
Okay. And what did he say to you?
He sent me a form that said that said that we needed to set up a direct deposit for royalties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we haven't even gotten past formatting the book.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten past anything close to releasing the book. I am really scared to death that I am going to look up one day and I'm going to get a notice from you all saying we have finished the print. You have to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sort of collect my thoughts, and sometimes I don't collect them as fast as I need.
I understand, Jim. Take your time. That's all right. I'm here. I'm listening to you.
The print process.
Mm-hmm.
I am afraid that I'm going to look up one day and I am going to be inundated with a bunch of new charges, and I cannot at this age and stage I cannot handle that. Which means that basically what's going to happen is my last effort as far as publishing is concerned is going to go down the tube. I have been diagnosed with lung cancer and prostate cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
To add to my 81.
Mm-hmm.
So the what I am saying is, based on all of the services that I have gotten in almost 6 months, I think it's about time for me to call it quits and to sort of see whether or not You're aware of the fact that this book will be my sixth publication. I have five other books out there.
I am well aware of it. You told me that.
Yeah, so this is not new to me. It's just that I have never experienced anything like this, except the second time. With the second book, it got to be real crazy because the publisher moved from sold out to the Canadian publishing company, sold out to an American mm-hmm. company, and the American company was really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's close to that is what I am experiencing now. I did not want anything as it relates to anything as far as Korea and so on and so forth as it relates to Ella.
Mm-hmm.
But it was obvious that Ella did not understand what it was that she was doing.
Okay.
And it was, the first edit that she sent me was almost like that edit was from Grammarly.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to be kind of it was bad. So basically, what I'm and then all of a sudden, I get after we have an agreement, a situation as to my cost, mm-hmm. I get a cost of $1,400 for my ISBN and my copyright.
Wait, now?
I have never had.
We already resolved that. Did you get a call now?
Yeah, but I'm just saying these are the things that I.
Mm-hmm.
This is the journey that I've been on.
I understand.
I have never
Go
had
ahead.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had that, and it's just one of those situations where we had. The person that initially made me comfortable with coming to your publishing company set up it was a program, a retired veterans, I'm going to go to my computer.
Jim, I have a question. I'm so sorry I wasn't interrupting you. I'm checking the conversation. Richard sent you a file on 12 June, which seemed to be the final edited file. And on that, you have responded something. Let me read that out to you, okay? And that is a little bit confusing to me, so I need clarity on that. You there? Yeah, so you responded back to that draft, and you said, "Hello, Mr. Austin. I look forward to completing this project with your help. In order for me to get a sense of where the project stands, I need your current assessment, edit suggestions, and your timeline for completion. I will have my 81st birthday on the 21st of June and was hoping for publication by that date. Since this will probably be my last book, I would rather have it good rather than fast. Your edit suggestions, format suggestions are welcome. I have reviewed the final draft and I'm satisfied." So what is exactly
after
wrong
while,
with the draft?
After a while, you just get. Have you had an opportunity to look at the draft?
I am opening that right now. Just give me a quick moment.
If you have an opportunity to look at the draft,
mm-hmm.
then you will see what it is. The formatting is the formatting is weird. And like I said, if after a while I just gave up, I did not want anything to negative. To happen to Ella, but I just gave, whenever I got anything that was sort of like positive, I would respond in an effort to encourage her to move on to the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself clearly know that at this particular point, we should be far beyond where we are right now.
Absolutely.
When I get something now that I'm on my computer. He mm-hmm. sent me a form for distribution of royalties, a distribution of royalties set up. The book hasn't even been formatted.
Okay, I got it opened up. Jim, can you tell me where exactly do I have to go?
I'm sorry?
I got the draft opened up, the last draft that you received, and where exactly are the formatting issues? Because what I see from my end, it's a neat and clean title page, and then copyrights page, perfectly aligned, table of contents, it's arranged in a different manner, but it doesn't look so bad. It can be reorganized, though. I wouldn't choose this type of layout. It's just a specific layout that they have chosen. If I move forward, the dedication and the acknowledgement, it should be on a separate page. But I see that the acknowledgement, it's a very little paragraph, so... It's completely fine. It's the choice of selection.
You are pointing out what you are referring to as minor deficiencies. I am saying this is 6 months into the project, and mm-hmm. as it stands right now, based on the progress that we have made up to this point,
Jim, I'm so sorry I'm interrupting. Hold on. I think it is an issue of the file, the correct file or the format, it's not being opened correctly. Sometimes what happens is that the team uses a new version of Microsoft Word. Maybe you have an older version installed, and that's the reason why maybe you're seeing things otherwise. Can I send you a PDF file, and then can we discuss this? Just look through it. If it's exactly the same, I'm going to hear you out, and we will proceed with the refund. If it's not, and I have a strong feeling that you're not seeing the format correctly. In other words,
That is not the thing that I am concerned about.
What exactly are you concerned about?
What I'm concerned about is that between now and publication, I'm going to look up, and they are going to say, we have some additional costs to this project. And for us to go from,
Additional what? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Additional costs.
No, I promised you, Jim, there won't be any additional cost. Nobody's asking you for an additional cost. Did somebody speak with you?
I'm sorry?
Did somebody approach you for any additional money?
I can't even remember. After a while, I just sort of give up. I constantly have these issues, these personal medical issues that I'm dealing with, that sometimes I don't necessarily pay close attention. The email response that I sent to Richard mm-hmm. was to explain what was originally agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
I am scared to death that I am going to look up, and one day, 2, 3, 4 months down the road, somebody's going to send me a print-ready file and say, okay, here's your print-ready file. Now you can find somebody to print that and get it published for you.
I understand that you're scared, Jim. Let me just make this clear, okay? The last time when we spoke about the ISBN concern, I assured you that nobody's going to come up to you and ask you for any additional amount. I told you that I've taken care of it, and it's done. Right now we are at the publication phase. Mm-hmm.
Is that all the way to publication?
Yes, even after the publication. Your project is closing right now, Jim. And if you want, I'm going to provide this to you in writing. Rest assured, I have told everyone, I've put up notifications in the system that nobody is to ask you for any additional amount. I promise you that. If you want, I can provide you a legal contract as well. How about that? Would that make you feel satisfied?
We have a contract.
No, a contract.
We have a contract.
No, no, no. I'm talking about a written legal contract from our end stating that we will not be asking for any additional cost from your end. How about that?
What? Based on your experience,
mm-hmm.
based on what it is that you are seeing, when do you think that it's going to be ready for publication?
Well, based on my experience and from what I can see in terms of the draft, I think we are 90% there, Jim, 90% there. And the only thing that is needed is to set up your account on the publication platforms and proceed with the publication. Nothing else. It's very simple now. The hard part, it's over, Jim.
We have not agreed to a cover. We have not agreed to the cover for the book.
Okay.
Wait a minute, let me see what it is.
Okay.
So far we supposedly have agreed to formatting and proofreading.
That's correct.
Distribution of what Richard sent me, that mm-hmm. was scary.
I understand.
You have to forgive me. I'm trying to
it's
get
It's okay,
myself.
Jim. It's so, okay. It's all right.
Yeah. So if you read what it is that I put in there,
the
I did
form?
Not see the email that I sent to Richard.
Okay, I see that. Services
right.
to be provided. Should I go over the services?
No.
Ready files.
No.
Okay.
I need it in writing. What the services are going to be provided.
Mm-hmm.
I need what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I need.
Okay, let me make this simple. Jim, let me make this simple for you, okay? Let's not complicate things. What I'm going to do is that I'll provide you a progress report. In other words, I will select the services from your package, and I'm going to write the status report next to it, whether it's completed, it's pending, or how long it's going to take, okay? I'll give you a detailed email by Monday in regards to whatever we have done so far and what is remaining. That way, it would be easy for you to filter out in terms of how far in we are in terms of the publication and when exactly we can do that. Does that sound fair? Let's initiate from there, and then we can clarify this further over a phone call again on Monday. What do you think?
Okay. Yes. If you do that, then I can look at it, and then
mm-hmm.
Can you contact me Monday at
mm-hmm.
your availability.
Mm-hmm.
When you contact me, then we can discuss mm-hmm. what it is. I'm between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I have no
that.
Options. I have absolutely no options.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand
And I want to make this easier for you, Jim.
I want to make this easier for you. I understand where you're coming from. So we'll take baby steps. We do not need to complicate the process because you've been through a lot already, right? So let me send this to you, and then I'm going to call you back, and then we will discuss it out. Okay?
I need to know that when I need to know what the timeline looks like for the
yes.
cover of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I need to. I always have a back page on the book that has my photographs and so
yes.
I send all of that.
Yes, that will be completed with the book cover. So I'm gonna give you the status on that.
I need to know what that looks like. How far out are we talking about? I just need to know what my timeline is.
Same. All right.
I have no idea what a timeline is.
Yes. I have noted all of this down, and I will make sure to get back to you by Monday. It's my closing time, Jim, so I'm not going to send you the email today because the teams are gone, and I'll send the email to you first thing Monday morning, and then maybe in the second half, I'm going to call you, okay?
That'll be fine.
Okay,
that'll be absolutely fine. All I can tell you is I have no options. And I have a whole bunch of personal issues that compound this whole thing.
I know, and I'm very sorry about that, Jim. All I want to do is help you out, make things easier for you. So do not take stress. Now you've spoken to me. I'm going to take care of it, like the last time I took care of you. Okay?
Okay. I will talk Monday. Send me some information that I can access, and then we can discuss it Monday when you get back to me.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Thank you so much for your time, and have a nice weekend.
You do the same, and I'm sorry to make yours.
No, you're fine. I really like you as a person. That's the reason why whenever there are any concerns, I volunteer to talk to you, okay? So I got you. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay.
I will be looking forward to you and I talking on Monday.
Likewise. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you have a